Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about our favorite folks, this state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmland commodity organization. You know what? This is the week of July 4th. The weather's cleared up just a little. There's been more planting than we were thinking a few weeks ago. The price for grains has taken a jump, and the government told us you can graze a little earlier. Let's simply have some fun with this week's radio program. Hope that the recent sprinkling of good news continues for a bit. I'm certain most everybody already knows this, but if you planted cover crops on prevented plant acres, you will be allowed to hay, graze, or chop those fields beginning September 1st rather than the 1st November. Let's hope this becomes a yearly edict rather than just 2019. However, with everything like it is, we'll take it. You know, when I grew up, there were very few Independence Days that the Wooster brothers, Hank and Frank, were not combining grain, which meant that a trip to Farm Island and Pier for the day was just not a consideration. I'll tell you what, however, when, for whatever reason, we weren't knee-deep in harvest, both families did, in fact, spend the day in the capital city. What a treat that was. That treat was tripled in fun and excitement if the situation allowed us to attend the Casey Tibbs Rodeo in Fort Pierre as part of the day. Those 4th of July days when Pierre was out of the question didn't mean that we didn't celebrate a little. About 4:30, 5 o'clock, we'd shut down the old case, do up the chores, and then spend the rest of the evening well into the dark at either our place or Uncle Frank's. We played, ate the best food you can imagine, blew up a few coffee cans with firecrackers. When the sun was down, everybody grabbed a spot to watch the Hank and Frank version of a fireworks display. Now, in retrospect, that display was probably not of great quality or duration, but to us kids, it was amazing production. You couple that with chocolate cake and homemade ice cream, I'm going to tell you what, it gets no better than that. You know, as tough as this year has been, perhaps this is a good week to remember all of the good in our lives and the many blessings associated with living in this country. From everybody at South Dakota Corn, you folks have a fun and safe 4th of July weekend. Thanks a zillion for everything that you do.